and welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Writers Toolshed. I'm your host, Richie Billing, and today we're talking about Wattpad. I'm joined by fantasy writer Nandi Taylor, who's had tremendous success on the Wattpad platform, achieving millions of reads, and this has all led to her getting a book deal through the Wattpad publishing service. So, I don't know anything about Wattpad. I'm a complete novice. I've heard the name, I've heard people talking about it, of course, but beyond that, I don't really know anything about it. So I thought it'd be a great idea to invite Nandi along to the Toolshed to tell us how she achieved such remarkable results, what benefit it's had on her writing, and how you can apply that yourself. I mean, it's a different way of breaking into writing, and someone emailed me the other day asking for advice, I suppose, or my opinion on a different route into achieving, I suppose, the same result, which is getting the book deal, finding readers, essentially, enough readers to make a living on, I suppose. And her idea was a similar model to Wattpad. So I think, based on what I learned chatting with Nandi and what you're going to hear very soon, I think it's a brilliant idea, and you never know, it could make a big difference to you and your writing career. Before we jump into that, just a quick reminder, if you don't want to miss any episodes in the future, then like or subscribe to the show. If you like what we do and want us to keep doing even more, then a quick share on social media or telling people that you think may enjoy the topics that we cover, and that means the world. It makes a massive difference, and the more people that listen, the more episodes we'll be able to do. If you'd like to continue your learning beyond what you're hearing on this show, then check out our Patreon page. We've got all levels of tiers, and there's loads of content on there, like blog posts and guides on everything from writing dialogue and world building to tips on editing. And then you can get access to other things like one-on-one writing sessions with myself, and also some very cool Toolshed merchandise. The links for everything there are in the description, along with a link to join our writing group if you'd like to do so. You may be currently battling your way through NaNoWriMo, and I always think NaNoWriMo is a brilliant thing, but next comes the editing, and that's when what I always say is where the real writing is done, because that's when everything gets polished and basically makes sense. So if you're looking for any support or guidance on what to do, then our writing group's a brilliant place for that. We've got a whole thread on Discord dedicated to beta reading, and it's very active, everyone's very cooperative, and there's a lot of great feedback being shared. So again, the link for that will be in the description. And now I think it's time to introduce to the Toolshed for the very first time, Nandi Taylor, for a chat all about Wattpad. I'm delighted to welcome to the Toolshed today, Nandi Taylor, the author of the Afrofuturist YA fantasy Given. Nandi, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. It's a Sunday afternoon, so can't complain.
Yeah, it's a nice time to be recording. I'm very nice and relaxed now, ready for, well, not ready for work. I'd rather not be working tomorrow, but that's what life's like, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So I understand Given has had about nearly 2 million reads on Wattpad, which is absolutely amazing. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a wild ride. Given actually ended up being my debut novel, which was published through Wattpad Books, which is, I guess, kind of what you'd hope for when you start posting online, really, if even if it's just in the back of your mind. So it's been an excellent journey. Happy to share my experiences with your audience.
Oh, amazing. Because I am a complete Wattpad noob. I've never used it. It sort of passed me by like TikTok, just there in a blur, and I don't know much about it at all, but I have heard a lot of people discussing it, and there's obviously a lot of brilliant stories like your own coming out of it, and it's really intriguing, and I'd love to learn more about it, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we go into the mechanics of Wattpad and how it works, can you tell us a bit about your writing journey and a bit more about your debut novel, Given, as well?
Yeah, so I have had a love of writing since I was very young. And I think my first introduction to fantasy was through my parents reading fairy tales to me. They had this big book of illustrated fairy tales from around the world different countries. You had fairy tales out of Africa, Europe, North America. You had indigenous fairy tales, Mexican, like Aztec fairy tales, and so on.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was great. I still have it. It's and so that, I guess, was the seed that kind of led to me my falling in love with fantasy, and the world building of it, and the escapism, and
Yeah.
just, yeah, it's just life in color, really, is what I consider fantasy.
Is that your favorite aspect of fantasy then, the escape is, I'm sorry, is it the escapism?
The escapism and the world building, and I think that was something that I focused on heavily in Given. So I'll talk a little bit about that. Given is a fantasy romance. It's about a warrior kind of princess character. Her name is Yeni, and her father has fallen very ill. She needs to find a way to save his life. So she travels north in search of a cure for him, and enrolls in a magical academy. And while she's abroad, it's about her experiences with prejudice, culture shock, and she meets a brash shape-shifting dragon named Wei, who
Ah,
claims that
nice.
she is his given or destined soulmate. And that goes about as well as you would think it would. But the story is primarily one of like growth, and I focus heavily on character arcs, and just for the both the main characters.
Yeah. And
And just
is that
becoming
something that you really like in your stories, focusing on characters more than anything else?
characters and world building.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's the same for me as well. I do love creating the world, but I do. It's the characters that drive the story. So,
Yeah, that's what people fall in love with, right? Is you got to have just relatable and fun characters to be around, right?
yeah,
Because I feel
I
like
know.
reading really is just kind of like, especially during COVID, it was people's version of a vacation, right? Just a
Yeah,
getaway. So
definitely,
you want good
and.
company on your vacation.
Yeah, exactly. And I've found recently the books that I've struggled to get into the most have been the ones with the weakest characters. So it is the characters do play a massive, massive part.
Absolutely.
So how did you discover Wattpad then?
I have been, like I think many other writers, just scrounging around online for places to learn about writing, to connect with other writers, to showcase my own writing. So I've been doing that for like decades, and there were, kind of those like rudimentary websites in like the 90s and early 2000s where you could just post your stuff. And then along came Wattpad, and the UI was better than anything I had ever seen. You could
Yeah.
create your own cover, right? And they were beautiful. A lot of these covers, people were putting all this effort into them. And I remember
Yeah.
the first time I saw this, I was like, I can't do that. Come on, I can't do that. And I would
Yeah.
just read people's stories, and then, but of course, you get sucked in, and you're like, I don't know about you, but as a writer, one of my biggest inspirations is when I read other people's stuff. That kind of
Yeah.
lights the fire. That's one of the best ways that I fight or combat writer's block, is just
Yeah.
reading up something else that inspires me. And so, of course, reading people's stories and seeing their covers, I was like, well, I want to do my own. I don't know how many people are going to read this, but we'll give it a try. And so I started off. If you look at my page, it says I joined in 2014, and that was when I uploaded my first novella, which was about like genies and granting wishes and that going wrong. And that did fairly well in terms of reads. It got like 30,000 reads. But
Oh, amazing.
what was cool about that one was it was nominated for a Wattie Award. It got the Hidden Gem Award.
Oh, cool.
And that was the boost that my confidence needed. But I didn't
Yeah.
upload another story again until maybe 2018. So it took 4 years for me to upload another story. So this, to anyone out there, other writers listening, this doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
Consistency is your best friend, really.
Definitely, I agree with
And
you there.
yes, and as you change as a person, and you learn and you grow, your writing is going to change. So it may not be happening now, but 4 years later, you might come up with an idea for a story that really inspires you to just and grabs hold of you and and makes you want to just kind of be consistent with it.
Definitely, yeah. That's what it is, isn't it? It's such a weird thing. Like you might have all the desire in the world, but if there's no, the pieces aren't falling into place, it can be one of the hardest hobbies ever. And most
Yes,
frustrating
yes.
as well.
Yeah, and let me tie into what you said about it being a hard hobby, because writing can be very isolating. And that was one of the best things about Wattpad as a tool. It's great for an ego boost, right? And but also connecting with people and that kind of instant gratification. Like I would post something and then get a couple comments, and that would kind of fuel me to post the next part because people are waiting for it. Yeah. And so that is one of the, I'd say, best aspects of Wattpad as a writing tool, is just
Yeah.
one, getting that feedback and then getting that instant gratification slash dopamine to keep yourself consistent.
So, just for as someone who's never ever heard of Wattpad, how does it work? So, as a writer, when you first sign up, what are your options, and what are you hoping to achieve from it? And obviously, there's a lot of connections with readers, so that seems to be like an amazing thing, and you can get that feedback straight away. But how does it work then, from on like a practical level?
Yeah, so all you do is you sign up for an account and you can start posting your stories immediately, right? You just type it up and you can post it. And one, again, another nice thing about Wattpad is that you can edit in real time. So if you find typos, you can just go back and fix them. Unlike publishing a book, you just there's a typo in there, you're stuck with that for life. But yeah, and then you can go to other people's pages. So it's like a social media tool, essentially, because you can go to other people's pages and comment on their stuff, and then they might come and check out yours. And that was how a big part of how I gained a following was I would join these little community created writing groups where you the point was to read each other's stuff and give feedback.
Yeah.
And that helped get more eyes on my work. At one point, I was really chasing the algorithm in terms of uploading on a consistent schedule, because in any social media platform, that's how you're gonna, remain
Yeah.
in the algorithm's good graces. And at one point, Given was the number two fantasy story on the whole site out of
Oh,
millions of
amazing.
stories. Yeah. But that wasn't easy to do. That really required, it was like
Yeah.
my second full-time job,
So did you
because
have to like serialize chapters then, do you, to keep that
exactly,
consistent? Yeah.
exactly. So I would post 2 to 3 times a week. I feel like any less than that, and you kind of fell off the algorithm's radar. Yes. So that would be my advice if anyone's looking to use Wattpad as a tool to gain an audience, is like any other social media, you've got to appease that algorithm.
Please, the algorithm gods. So, are there a lot? How many readers are on Wattpad? I'm guessing there's an awful lot.
Oh my goodness, I don't know the exact number, but there's millions.
Millions. That's an
Yes.
insane readership, and it's like quite instant as well. So, and the audience
Yes.
is all sort of very targeted as well.
Yes. It's so wild. When I started in 2014, nobody knew what Wattpad was. And today, I'd say most of Gen Z has heard of Wattpad, maybe because of movies that have come out of it, like After or The Kissing Booth. It is a very romance centric platform at this point. At the time when I joined, I think it hadn't really developed that reputation yet. But and that was one of the reasons that I chose to put a fantasy romance book on there. Again, knowing that that was the audience and that would, get the most attention. It was it makes me sound very mercenary, but I'm a very practical, logical person, and so I knew this is what's going to work on this particular platform. I'm going to put this story on there. Of all the stories I've written, the other story I wrote wasn't very heavy on the romance, but it was definitely heavy on the fantasy and world building. And it did all right, but I think Given did a lot better because of that fantasy romance aspect.
Well, there's a few interesting things you mentioned there. While you were talking, I did just Google how many users Wattpad has. And 500 million, apparently, that
I
was in
knew,
2020. So,
it's quite a bit.
I've read here as well, there are about 2.5 million writers, monthly writers. So as a writer then, I mean, there's a lot of competition, but there's a lot of people there as well. 500 million, that's insane. So there's a lot of opportunities. Something else you mentioned there about the romance side of things. We in the last recent episode, we've had a fantasy agent on called Laura Bennett. And she said that a lot of publishers now are asking for romance stories, even within genres, which I thought was an interesting trend. And it seems to be mirrored on Wattpad, which is like a sort of direct reflection of reader interest and demand. So I wonder then if the publishers look at things like Wattpad to see what readers are
Oh,
demanding there and then.
100%.
Yeah, because that's a
Absolutely.
huge, huge audience there to sort of study and analyze. So that's very interesting indeed.
I think they look at Wattpad, they look at Amazon, because Amazon has the same trend. I've noticed that with online publishing, it's definitely romance that does the best and brings in the most read slash revenue, right? On Amazon, it'll be a romance series where if you're a prolific writer who can put out like a book every 4 months, and each character has their own, so have a cast of characters in one book, and then the romance concludes, and then you take one of the supporting characters and make a romance for them, and so on. That seems to be the formula that does the best on
Oh,
Amazon
interesting.
and online.
Very interesting. So we've mentioned a few benefits so far, but I wanted to sort of come back to that and ask you, what do you think you've gained the most out of everything for your writing career by using Wattpad?
Knowledge, just intel. One of the best parts was reading people's comments about what they thought was coming in the next chapter. And sometimes I would read that and be like, ah, oh, they know what's coming. Maybe I need to be a little more a little less predictable. And I would change the next chapter based on that. I would see which parts got the most like likes and comments, the parts that people loved the most. And when I was going through the process of editing the book, I was like, okay, this needs to stay in, because I have this focus group essentially who said they love this line. So this is definitely making it into the book. We're not cutting this character, blah, 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 that kind of thing. So yeah, intel, it's a great tool for that.
That's really cool. And just out of interest then, so how far in advance would you be writing your next chapters? Would you have it all pretty much drafted before you start publishing your first chapter, or would you just sort of publish chapter one, then start
So
writing chapter two?
the plan was, this was meant to be the second draft of a book that I had written. The first draft was done, it was terrible. I was rewriting it and posting that to Wattpad. And so theoretically it was supposed to be easy. But as a writer, you know, when you go in and you do the rewrite, everything changes. Right? Because you're essentially a different person now. So you go back and you read stuff and you're like, what was I even thinking or saying with this? And then you go back and you're like, this is kind of cringe. This needs to change. And you might add a whole new scene, and stuff like that. So I would sometimes be frantically writing the chapter like that morning that I wanted to post that evening.
It's a good
But
way to sort of make you do things anyway, if you're a bit of a procrastinator like me.
it really does force you to stick to a schedule, yes.
Nice. And what are the other benefits you've found in using it?
And building that community, right? Great for motivation. Just having people. The people that have read my stuff and been touched, because part of the reason that I also wrote this story and wanted to post it online was because growing up, I read a lot of fantasy, like I said before. It was a kind of a source of comfort and escape for me. But a lot of the characters were, and a lot of the fantasies I was reading, Terry Brooks, Who else? Lloyd Alexander. Like, this is 90s fantasy. Brandon Sanderson. So a lot of the characters, it was the, and the fantasy was very Eurocentric, and you'd, have people described as being, all pale and beautiful, and that's all well and good, but it didn't really reflect me. And then when you read it in one book, you're like, okay, this is great. This is something, different for me, and I can appreciate it. But when it's every book,
I know.
and you're like, okay, this is kind of becoming an established standard, and I don't feel so welcome here, So
Yeah,
that
definitely.
was a big part of why I wrote this book. And then I have I did, and it's based in Yoruba folklore, the so the gods that Yeni worships and the runes that she uses to do magic are kind of based on the Yoruba gods of Nigeria. And
Oh, cool.
so I had a lot of Nigerians in my comments saying, thank you for writing this. I've never seen anything like this on Wattpad. It's
Yeah.
great to see my culture represented and my skin tone represented, my hair represented,
Yeah. Oh, that's
and
amazing.
yeah, so
And that's
that
the beauty of the power of writing, isn't it? That we can create things that sort of help and touch people and
yes, the
in
power
them
of
kind of
writing
ways, yeah.
and the power of a platform, which is what Wattpad essentially is.
Yeah. What would you say, if any, are the drawbacks of using Wattpad?
Drawbacks. So one of the reasons that I wrote the protagonist, the love interest, the way that I did, is because the shadow side of that romance aspect is you can sometimes get some very toxic tropes regarding relationships that work in a fictional setting, not so
Yeah.
much in real life, right? And the readers on Wattpad are very young. I think the 13 to 18 might be the biggest group or
Yeah.
second biggest group. And they may not really understand that when fictional men do this, it's okay. But in real life, you kind of want to run. If a man ever growls at
Yeah.
you, you're mine, So I wrote this character who was at the beginning just kind of almost comically toxic, not toxic, but like, embodied all of these tropes, like the possessiveness, the stupidity, the kind of lack of empathy. And throughout the book, I had him kind of having a realization that this is not how you get women to like you, especially if this woman who's supposedly meant to be the love of your life.
Yeah.
You need to fundamentally change as a person and grow. And the both of them do. And I had fun writing that arc. We love a good
Nice.
character arc.
Yeah, that's I love characters that change. So that's my angle in most of my stories too. So I wanted to ask you about Wattpad books because it sounds like an interesting service that sort of developed in recent times because it was someone through Wattpad who got in touch with me about us having a chat today. And I'm guessing that was the service that they've offered as well. And I thought that was a fantastic idea. So can you tell us a bit about your experience of publishing with Wattpad and the services that they offer beyond just getting the book out there?
Yeah, so publishing with Wattpad, it's very similar to publishing with any other company. You'd sign your contract, you decide what rights that you want to give up, and that kind of thing. Helpful to have an agent in that case to guide you, as with any other publishing house. And then you go through the editing process. So I worked with a very great editor who helped me kind of tease out the best parts of the book and fix the parts that I didn't like. And it was a great experience. I remember viscerally the day that I turned in the final edit, right? I stayed up till 4 a.m. to
Yeah.
get this done, and it's on the deadline. And the next morning, I woke up with this feeling of what I can only describe as euphoria. I've never experienced this before or since, but I woke up and I was like, I finished My book is about to be published and be in bookstores. This is what I have worked toward my entire life. Wow. Like, and it was the best feeling.
Well, congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's always good to have them milestones to look forward to, isn't it? I
Absolutely.
don't know. I found, like, I don't know if you can relate to this at all. After sort of the highs of realizing all that, I just had like a really, just felt really down and sort of bereft that I wasn't going to be sort of spending time with these characters anymore, that it was all over and I was going to
I
have to
can,
move forward and
yes.
leave them. Yeah, because it's like it took me 2 2.5 years to write and edit that one. So you're with these characters every day, and in order to sort of make them feel alive, you've got to try as much as you can to bring them to life in your mind, haven't you? So it is like being with people, and
Yes,
then all of a
I
sudden they're gone.
one thing I will find is that while I'm working on one book, I will miss another book and be like, oh, I really want to work on that. But I didn't want to work on it at the time I'm working on it, but let me switch to another book and work on that. And it's like, oh, I want to go back to that book. I miss that world. I miss that whole aesthetic and vibe. So that's something that I experience is between books, I'll kind of, have cravings for the other world and characters and that kind of thing.
And there's also the problem of getting too drawn into new story ideas when they come around on the
Exactly,
finishing projects.
yes.
So just to finish off then, do you have any sort of final tips to writers out there who are considering using Wattpad for the first time? What would you recommend that they do?
Don't get too discouraged, if you're not getting reads to start, because as you said, there is a lot of competition. And with any social media, when you first start, you're just kind of shouting into the void, right? It takes time for the algorithm to notice you. So just write for the sake of getting your stuff out there. I have always found just putting stuff out there, if it's quality, people notice it and they'll come. And it'll help if you yourself are engaged and talking with other people and reading other people's work and right, you get out of it what you put into it.
Definitely, yeah. So it's just, it sounds like it's just obviously getting your stuff published, and then a lot of time spent reading other people's stuff, and
Interacting on the platform. Yeah. And if you have other social media where you can post links and be like, this is what I've been writing, that helps too.
It's really amazing. I think I'm gonna check it out myself. I've learned an awful lot just chatting with you about it this evening. So thank you very much. It's been fantastic and very insightful. If we anyone at home would like to find out more about you and your writing, where's the best place to look?
Yeah, you can look on my Wattpad. It's Nandi underscore Taylor. I'm also I have a website with all the links to my socials. It's www.nanditaylor.com. Yeah, so that's probably the best way to find me and what I'm up to. I think I'm going to
Oh,
start a
amazing.
TikTok at some point.
Oh, TikTok, yeah.
Yeah, TikTok. It's inevitable. You can't escape TikTok. I watch TikToks. They're hilarious. Hilarious. I just started this year.
I was just gonna say, it's like I mentioned at the start of the episode, it's just something that's passed me by completely. But we do have Aidan Mattis, who's our resident historian, and he has TikTok. I've not checked out his one. I don't know what he does exactly, but he's managed to get like over 1 million followers, which is crazy to think about,
Yes.
like that many people. And
Yes.
it's such a
Kind of
powerful tool if you're
intimidating.
selling a book, isn't it? If you can get that working for a book. Phew. So have you got any ideas for it then? What kind of videos you'd make?
The thing again, this is me being logical and analytical. So TikTok seems to work best when you surprise, surprise, follow the trends. So what will happen on TikTok is a certain song or sound will be trending and people will be making videos to that song or sound and people will search that song or sound and see all the other videos. And if you have one of the more entertaining ones, you'll get the most likes and kind of get pushed to the top of the pile where people can view your stuff more. Yeah.
There we go. What
So
a fine tip.
Yes, so as mercenary as that sound, it's not, it wouldn't be based so much on what I want to create, myself,
Yeah.
as what's trending and how I can tie that into what I like to do.
Oh, I'll leave that one for another day. But if you crack it, Nandy, you have to come back on and tell us how you did it.
I will. Yeah.
That would be great. Oh, well, thank you very much for your time. It's been lovely
Thank
chatting with you,
you.
and
Yes.
good luck with the next book.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you again, Nandy, for giving up your time to chat with me about Wattpad and your experiences using the platform and your journey as a writer as well. I learned so much. I hope you, listening at home, you've learned something new too. And if you do decide to give Wattpad a go and write in, let us know how you get on, what your experience is like, and the results that you gain, and whether Nandy's tips have helped you as well. Our email address is thefantasywriterstoolshed@gmail.com, or you can also write to me directly at richie@richiebilling.com. That is all for today. We'll be back on the 28th of November with a look at putting a modern spin on classic fantasy tropes. So if you don't want to miss that, be sure to follow or subscribe to the show. And if you've really enjoyed today's episode, one of the ways you can support us, probably one of the best ways that you can support us, is sharing it with people on social media or by telling people that you think may enjoy it. That would be a huge, huge help. So thank you very much if you do that. Don't forget, you can keep on learning beyond the podcast by checking out our Patreon page. We've got all kinds of writing classes on there. You can get access to books, exclusive interviews, and scores of guides which cover everything from general storytelling to more specific fantasy related ones. Like I said, we're going to be back on the 28th of November. And until then, good luck with NaNoWriMo if you're doing it, and keep on scribbling.